If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. I don't know about you, but personally, I've tried up to 100 milligrams of melatonin. And after doing this particular experiment, I came to the conclusion that melatonin supplementation above 1 milligram is in fact extremely detrimental to my mood, motivation, and energy. What I'm going to do is take a look at the dark side of melatonin supplementation. So let's take a look at melatonin. Well, what is melatonin? Well, melatonin is a hormone produced by the pineal gland, which is used by every cell in the body, which regulates the sleep-wake cycle. It optimizes sleep. It helps to defend against EMF radiation. It can assist with eyesight. It's a potent antioxidant. It supports the immune system. It supports cellular functioning, and it also protects many organs. Melatonin is produced by that pineal gland, and we can see that it occurs, or its secretion occurs, in a cyclical fashion. So we can see that peak secretion occurs later in the evening as it becomes dark, whereas melatonin secretion and production is actually inhibited by light. So is melatonin the strongest antioxidant in the human body? Well, melatonin is more powerful in preventing cell death than vitamin E, glutathione, mannitol, and vitamin C. But does this mean you should be supplementing with melatonin? Let's have a closer look at some of the pleiotropic effects of melatonin. We can see it has antiviral effects, very potent anti-inflammatory effects, and also very powerful antioxidative effects as well. So we can see that it increases SOD or superoxide dismutase activity. It can increase reduced glutathione. It can increase SIRT1 activity, which decreases macrophage activity. It can increase angiotensin 1 to 7 activity, which increases vasodilation. It decreases angiotensin 2. And it also lowers key inflammatory cytokines such as NF-kappa-B signaling, TLR4 activation, NLPR3 activation, decreases iNOS signaling, and also decreases COX-2 activation. So what is melatonin used for nowadays? Well, the primary uses for melatonin include jet lag recovery. So we can see the primary use that are sleep-related issues such as jet lag recovery, insomnia, and also poor sleep quality. Now, here are some of the secondary uses, and we're looking at megadoses, so above 1 milligram, so we're looking at around 10 milligrams all the way up to 100 milligrams. Now, these secondary uses include optimizing the immune system, improving brain health, or acting as a highly potent neuroprotective agent, also assisting with mitochondrial function, reducing cancer-related outcomes, fat loss by increasing brown fat, and also reducing inflammation. And the big question comes down to this one here, the negative feedback loop. Does melatonin in small doses shut down the body's own production of this particular hormone? Just like we see with other hormones in the body, for example, taking testosterone will shut down your natural production. But taking small to moderate doses of melatonin does not appear to reduce the body's own production of melatonin. So 300 micrograms to 1 milligram extended release tablets, in my opinion, is something that I personally consider safe for regular use. Any higher than this, and some people generally develop easily reversible addiction and dependence. So it's funny because you rarely hear about people who take melatonin in such low doses and then stopping abruptly, reporting insane insomnia withdrawal effects. So here are some of the negatives associated with melatonin supplements. Now, the key point here is that melatonin administered in the afternoon decreases next day luteinizing hormone levels in men. So basically what this study is indicating is that melatonin can actually have a negative effect on male reproductive hormone secretion. And the authors noted that these data indicate that an evening melatonin administration decreases the next day luteinizing hormone secretion in normal adult males without altering testosterone levels or the endogenous nocturnal melatonin secretory pattern. So a reduction in luteinizing hormone secretion may have a suppressive effect on libido and sexual functioning, even though testosterone levels are unaltered. So anytime we mess with or increase or decrease any of the hormones involved in the testosterone cascade, that can be anywhere from converting cholesterol to pregnenolone, pregnenolone down into progesterone, and then downstream into the other sex hormones. Anytime any supplement or herb or drug interferes with either DHEA, pregnenolone, prolactin, cortisol, estrogen, DHT, we're going to have a suppressive effect on our overall metabolic functioning. And so we need to be aware of these alterations, and that may skew and affect how we function on a daily basis. Even though some studies suggest that, you know, melatonin here does not suppress testosterone production, it actually may have a negative effect on some parameters that may be similar to the effects that we see with testosterone. So this is something we need to be aware of. Here's an anecdotal negative of melatonin supplements. This was a random Reddit thread. Healthy 22-year-old male began taking 20 milligrams of melatonin about 3 months ago. Experienced extreme and sudden libido decrease, stopped dosing immediately after experiencing decrease. That was over 2 months ago. Libido has not yet rebounded. Desperate, please help. The next one is this Reddit user posted problems with melatonin. I've been taking 5 to 15 milligrams of melatonin a night the last month or two. Libido has gone down, and I read that melatonin can suppress luteinizing hormone. I've also been waking up too early or in the middle of the night, which I don't like, and having vivid dreams some nights, which I do like since I'm starting to train myself to lucid dream. This next Reddit user said, I was told to take it 2 hours before bed at 0.5 milligrams and do the usual sleep hygiene things like no screens, eating or exercise before bed. It put me to sleep, but I would wake up in the same level of tiredness, plus it reduced my libido, so I stopped taking it. So this study here outlines how melatonin administration can alter semen quality in healthy men. And interestingly, this study identified that there was a decline in seminal plasma and serum estradiol levels with an increase in testosterone to estrogen ratios. So this study is indicating that melatonin may have an inhibitory effect on the aromatase enzyme, which is the enzyme that converts testosterone into estrogen at the testicular level. So here are my practical applications for melatonin usage. First and foremost, minimal usage. We'd rather be synthesizing and producing our own melatonin production through the use of things like wearing blue light blocking glasses, consuming foods that boost melatonin. And so we want to be minimizing our usage of this particular hormone. Number two, the other time in which melatonin is actually highly beneficial is following severe disease, sickness, or virus. So since melatonin can modulate the immune system so dramatically, it is actually highly beneficial during severe disease, sickness, or virus. Number three is jet lag recovery. So this is a pretty obvious one, but you know, following switching up in time zones, this is when melatonin supplementation can be highly useful, is by recovering and renormalizing the circadian rhythm. And then fourth may be as if somebody has measured a deficiency via a Dutch test. So the Dutch test is a dried urinary comprehensive hormonal assessment. And so this is a way to objectively measure your melatonin production. And so here's a really critical point to understand is when not to take melatonin supplements. So never use melatonin supplements after a night out. For example, coming home late after a party or an event.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You've come home, let's say 12, 1, 2, 3 a.m., this is when you should not be using melatonin supplements. We should be opting for other sleep optimizing supplements, other GABAergics later in the evening, because we don't want to signal to the body that 1 or 2 or 3 a.m. is the new desired bedtime. Because when you take melatonin, that's going to signal and start to train your body that that's your desired sleep time. So we want to be opting for other sleep-inducing agents. So that pretty much wraps up today's podcast episode. If you learned something new, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review for the podcast channel. Otherwise, guys, thank you so much for listening in. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.